Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Thursday, the 8th of May, 2025. It's big day today. Interest rates reduction and US-UK trade deal. Wow, it's sort of okay. It's better than it was sort of last week, I suppose. But it's not better than it was sort of 2 months ago. Anyway, let's go to the markets. Markets have closed. I did this a bit late. I had quite a few companies to fill in on the microcap database. I think I did about 8 companies today. I'll cover those later. Okay, markets first and foremost. Let's go to the FTSE 100 down a fifth of 1%. Where's the 5250? 50 up, actually, 0.6%. And it just broken the 200-day moving average. Oh, it's on that. It's on the 200-day moving average right there. The small cap is up 0.4% at 6696. And the AIM All Share, this is interesting. The AIM All Share has now risen by 15.5% since its low, which was, what, April the 8th. We're now pretty much back at where we started for the year. So it's had to rise a lot to get back there. A big sell-off, though, from March 28th. It went from 700, pretty much, down to 620 by April. So there's a big drawdown there. What else there? Brent crude commodities, oil up by almost close to 2% to $62.78. We've got copper. It's down 1.5% to ton-wise. That's 10,116, mid-range between the high and the low, in 2025, pretty much. And gold, it's off by 1%. It's pretty much consolidating, it looks like. Bitcoin just hit, where is it? 100,000. Back above 100,000, 101,000 now, up 4% a day. That's a heck of a move. 2-year government bond yields are at, well, up 3.3% a day to 3.9. 10 years up by 2.3% to 4.5. A pound will buy you €1.17. It'll buy you $1.32. So that's the markets there. Pretty much. What's the American markets doing? Dow's up by 1%, pretty much. NASDAQ up by 1%. S&P up by 1%. So they're all rising. I think the initial soundings of a deal from UK, US, but it's not going to be, you know, a cookie cutter deal. Like I said, there's no trade deficit pretty much between the UK and the US. And that's what Trump has been focusing on, trade deficit. So this is a sort of easy one to get out of the way. I don't know. There's a big meeting on the weekend with China, an initial meeting. Hopefully they'll decide to roll back tariffs a little bit. Well, who knows what's going to come of that. But that'll be the big one, of course, China-America. Okay, let's look at some macro news. The US removes tariffs on UK steel and aluminium and cuts car rate 10% as Trump unveils trade deal. The US removes tariffs. So they were, of course, there's aluminium steel exports were above 25%. So from 27.5% of cars down to 10%. I don't know what it was before. There's some more details coming out soon, but that's the top line. They kept talking, really, you know, thanking each other a lot. I don't know if you saw the conference. Thank you, Mr. President. You're wonderful, Mr. President. Absolutely, Mr. President. You've driven all this, Mr. President. Fantastic, Mr. President. You are wonderful. I love your hair, Mr. President. And a lovely tan, too. It's nuts. UK interest rates cut to the lowest for 2 years. And this is the big move of the markets. Don't worry about anything else. Interest rates are the biggest mover of markets of all factors, of all things. You know, whatever you do, don't worry about tariffs. Interest rates, all right. I didn't know this. The bank considered a bigger cut to 4%. So now they're at 4.25%, down from 4.5. They did consider a bigger cut due to concerns the global trade war could hit economic growth, but concluded this would be offset by a drop in energy bills and eventually lower inflation. I did watch the YouTube channel, Bank of England. God, it's dry. So dry. But, just so I see what they're talking about. The thing is, nobody really knows. Nobody really knows what impact the tariffs are going to have. And I can't see, it being beneficial at all. Of course, the full effects have not been felt by it yet. But even Andrew Bailey was saying it looks like spending's gone down, inflation is normalising, and demand and productivity is down in the UK economy. So it looks like they're going to be reducing rates again soon, but they just want to see what the impact of tariffs are. Well, I sort of know what the effects of tariffs will be. First of all, there's the worry about uncertainty as to where they'll fall, where they land, which will freeze all kinds of investments. And of course, if you look at America now, just watching CNBC on a daily basis, there's so many companies cutting guidance. And what happens there, of course, if you cut guidance, then people can't invest because they don't know, you know, what's this company going to be doing in the next 6-12 months? So it has that, reaction, just freezing investment. And that means, of course, slower growth. And then you've got tariffs actually landing where they'll end up being. And I can't see some countries having lower tariffs than 10%. So I don't think it's going to be bullish at all for global trade. I think you just got to wait it out until Trump leaves the office, really. Okay, let's look at some micro-cap news. These are companies, of course, sub 100 million market cap enterprise value, really. Market cap, of course, just shares in issue times by the share price. Enterprise values, market cap with cash and debt added, or debt added, cash taken off. So what I'm looking for are companies that are, of course, growing, good businesses that are improving, that can show sustainable growth, and, of course, maybe be undervalued in some way, or of good value. So these are in alphabetical order, starting with the full-year trading update from Kromek, KMK, the ticker there, a leading developer of radiation detection and biodetection technology solutions to advanced imaging and CBRN detection segments. So they've got a market cap of 39 million, enterprise value of 47, so they've got a bit of debt of 8 million. And they came up with a trading update, which was ahead of expectations on revenue and slightly ahead of market of profit. Sorry, I'm all over the place today. Anyway, KMK, right, have been a high cash-burning, loss-making company for as long as I can remember. Never made a profit, as far as I can see. This is about to change, but don't get too excited. They signed a multi-year agreement with Siemens Medical Solutions USA. The contract is worth about $37.5 million, provide revenue growth for 25 and profit over the next 3 years. The majority of this revenue is recognised in 2025, but tapers off through 26, 27, hence why they beat expectations for 25. So 24% top-line growth reckoned for 25, and profit before tax of 1.8. This is versus a loss last year of 3.45. This still puts them on a PE of 21, so not particularly cheap. And this goes up, of course, in the outer years if the price, share price is the same, because revenue will not be growing and profits will be coming down. So I'm not convinced. I think it's a one-off contract. If they sign another contract like this, fair enough. But at the moment, it's a one-off contract that's boosted their performance for 25, but it starts to slow down 26, 27. Final results. Lords, a specialist distributor of building, plumbing, heating and DIY goods. They've got a market cap of, what, 46 million. Enterprise value 78, so they've got about 42 million in debt. Oosh. So top line revenue went down 6%. They made a loss of 2.6 million versus 2.9 profit. Their net debt's gone up to 31 million versus 27. But free cash flow did go up 53% to 15.7 from 10. But my thoughts are it was a tough year for Lord. But brokers are forecasting a return to profitability on a pre-tax level at 2.9 million, which would put them on a PE of 19, so not cheap. Now, it's a low-growth, low-margin business, but it could recover. When interest rates are coming down, of course, stimulates the housing market, and, of course, that will help their business a lot. So it could be a recovery play, but I think there are better plays out there than this, to be honest. You know, companies with no debt, for example, and better margins. Next, Personal Group is a workforce and benefits and services provider. The group enables employers across the UK to improve employee engagement and support their people's physical, mental, social and financial well-being. Market cap, 82 million. Enterprise value, 63. Cash, 19 million. They came up with an AGM statement saying they're doing very well, started off the year very busy. They're delivering another strong performance in 2025. Pleased to confirm they remain in line with market expectations. And the expectations are for profit tax to grow by 18%, top-line growth of 10%. It's a good company. They're doing very well. They've streamlined the business. They sold one part of the business. And it's one of those companies that has income, it's got value, and it's got growth. It's very rare. I mean, the yield of the dividend is over 7%. I do hold this company. It's recently hit a 34-month high, but I think there's more to go. CEO Paula Constant says they have an ambition to achieve 100 million in revenues and group EBITDA of 30 million, which would, of course, be amazing. My dog's barking like a crazy dog there. So my office window's open, my office door's open, and someone's come to the house. Next, Plarium Imaging, a revenue-generating medical imaging technology company revolutionising pulmonary medicine through direct visualisation of lung function. So the revenue was, well, the market cap is what, 11 million, enterprise value 2.5, they have a bit of cash there. So again, 9 million of cash pretty much, but they do burn some cash. So yeah, revenue 2.3 million, this is in pounds by the way, up 247% from 677. Loss before tax 6.5 million, down from 9 million loss before tax. And they do have cash of about 9.2 million in pounds. Yeah, I used to hold Plarium. I talked about them in the book. They're, you know, very much a story stock at the moment. They may have transformational technology that could be globally relevant. Of course, the only true way to confirm this, because none of us are experts in this field, would be that its adoption on a commercial scale being widespread. Having said that, the broker, right, they've got, they reckon, they're valuing this at an NPV pretty much, or they're saying it should be 260 million market cap. And that is on a 10 times revenue multiple for 2028. So there's a big upside, but I'm very sceptical here on two fronts. One, this assumes deals will get done. That will mean revenue will nearly double year in year in 2028. I don't know many companies have ever done this. Secondly, a multiple 10 times 2028 revenue is a very big multiple. They do have Plarium becoming profitable by doing a pre-tax profit of 5.15 million in 2028. However, there's lots of losses to come before this, and it's way beyond what their cash reserves will stretch to. In fact, the company states they will only have a cash runway until Q1 2026. It's very, very big risk reward. And that sort of means the reward may be big, but the risk of achieving it is also equally so. So that's Pelarian. What's next? Silver Bullet Data. They came up with a trading update. What was it? Let me just look at it. It was a Q1 2025 update and new business wins. So they got a market cap of around about 8 million, but the enterprise value around about 11.5. So they've got, you know, over 3 million in debt here. Yeah. So for last year, or let's look at the last set of results, which is the 30th of 6, 2024, half year H1. The revenue up 5% from 4.1 to 4.3 million. They made a pre-tax loss of 1.5, which is down from 1.8. They had net debt of 2.5, which increased from 9 grand. Yeah, they did announce today some more deals happening, and they said Q1 trading, the Q1 revenues are 15% higher than the prior comparable period. But their full year results should be out end of this month. And they did a trading update saying revenues increased to 9.4 million from 8.3, which is growth of 13%. They also said the board delivered on its commitment of reporting a positive EBITDA run rate during Q4 of 2024. They say this performance is anticipated to continue into 2025. They said the group's financial position was further enhanced by the completion of a new working capital facility announced in October. So, of course, EBITDA is not profit, so I expect them to be loss-making, and it's worth keeping an eye on their balance sheet as well, as their net debt did increase in H1 quite significantly. In summary, I'd say SBDR are expected to report some revenue growth, although not enough to make it interesting for this size of company, and they're still loss-making. So it's worth seeing how much their losses have reduced, because if they can't grow revenue significantly, they'll have to cut costs. So maybe a bit of both would help as well. Anything else? Van Elm. There's two more. Van Elm, V-A-N-L, UK's largest specialist geotechnical engineering contractor. The company provides a wide range of ground engineering techniques and services, including ground investigation. So market cap of 38 million, enterprise value 32. And they announced today that they signed a partnership deal with WS Specialist Logistics. And this means basically offloading their, I think, consolidate the group's heavy haulage operations. This will include the disposal of Van Elm's in-house HGV fleet and transfer of its transport management team and directly employed drivers into a new division of WS Specialist Logistics. So there we are. They get paid 2.9 million in cash for the assets being transferred and assumed operational management from 1st of May. And they've reduced their funding, their debt funding facility from ABN AMRO from 11 to 8 million, of which approximately 6.5 million remain undrawn. So Van Elm are expected to deliver mid-single digit revenue growth and adjusted profit for tax of 24% for 2025. This would put them on a PE of 7.35. So they have a bit of growth there, of decent value. They should also benefit from the government's infrastructure investment, interest rates coming down as well. SP's share price in a messy range. So it needs to break that 42, 43 pence level really to start an uptrend. But nevertheless, it's, you know, it has growth, it's got value. So maybe worth paying attention to. And finally, Zoo Digital. I just say ignore it. Ignore Zoo Digital. They've done a sort of trading update today. And revenue is expected to be up 22% to 49.4 million. And adjusted EBITDA of at least $100,000. Whoa. So that puts them on a loss then, pretty much on real profit. They're struggling on many fronts. They have an overhang from the writer's strike. There's a growing adoption of AI, which will sort of overlap what they're offering, or will usurp their offering. They've got a weak balance sheet and now threats on tariffs on films produced outside the US for the US audiences. Even though there's revenue growth expected to be achieved in 2025, losses are still piling up. This is not a business that's improving, nor a viable investment. Just ignore it. I can't see it getting any better for Zoo Digital. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Sorry, I'm a bit bunged up. I've got the door open here. There's like seeds flying everywhere. And I feel I've got a bit of hay fever. Anyway, speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.